WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, city officials in Wildwood say former President Donald Trump's rally next month could draw as many as 40,000 people to the beach. Congressman Jeff Van Drew confirming the rally happening Saturday, May 11th. The Trump campaign says attendees can begin entering the beach around noon. Trump will begin his speech at 5 p.m. Now, tickets are available on Trump's website. The rally will be the second that Trump has held in Wildwood. His first visit was at the convention center on the boardwalk back in January 2020, which also drew thousands. An emergency room doctor loses her medical license for conduct that resulted in a patient's death in Union County several years ago.
The State Board of Medical Examiners has permanently revoked the medical license of Shar Kennett, who was working at Overlook Medical Center in Summit in 2017. Kennett faced allegations of gross negligence and malpractice in the death of a 20-year-old who died of respiratory arrest. Kennett had been accused of failing to examine the young man and not ordering any diagnostic testing before he died that night in the ER. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small says he remains committed to his family and to his city as he deals with charges that he and his wife abused their teenage daughter. In his first public comment since prosecutors on Monday charged him and his wife Laketta, the city's superintendent of schools, with abusing their 16-year-old daughter and endangering her welfare, Small says he would not be distracted from his duties, telling an audience at a gambling conference that his situation is personal. He also said he will work with the gambling industry and all levels of government to prepare the city for the upcoming challenge of casinos in New York City. New Jersey saw strong job growth in March.
According to preliminary estimates from the State Labor Department, New Jersey added 13,800 jobs in March. The private sector saw most of those gains with over 11,000 new jobs. The state added 2,600 public workers to the payroll, though mostly at the local level. The unemployment rate remained at 4.8% last month, and in the past year, New Jersey has added over 84,000 new jobs. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time is 7:02. Fast traffic is next.
News you need to know. This is New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News time, 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Pretty quiet morning through the heart of the state. Monmouth, Ocean Counties, Middlesex, Somerset, Union Counties. We go to the George Washington Bridge with a 45-minute delay for the upper level from an earlier accident. That's been cleared. No quit on those delays, though. And the southbound New Jersey Turnpike into Secaucus. That's on the southbound Eastern Spur at exit 17 with a crash. Quite a delay there south of the Vince Lombardi service area. Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey traffic south. There's road work on the turnpike northbound by Interchange 4. Watch out for some slight delays. One lane is blocked off. We have a good ride for you at 295. New Jersey fast traffic sponsored by Maloof Lincoln. The life of luxury is within your reach at Maloof Lincoln. Explore their large selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincolns. Head to Maloof Lincoln today for your next luxury vehicle. Go in person or online at MaloofLincolnOfBrunswick.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report. 7:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News time 7:05. A husband and wife now both charged with stealing $45,000 worth of jewelry from a senior living facility in Bridgewater. This according to the Somerset County Prosecutor's Office. The wife worked as a housekeeper at the senior living center and allegedly stole jewels from residents between May 2023 and February 2024, authorities say. She then gave the jewels to her husband to sell. Fun summer job alert. Camps are hiring in the Garden State. Alicia Scovera is executive director of the American Camp Association, New York and New Jersey.
If you're 16 years or older, you can work at a day camp in New Jersey. And if you're 18 years or older, you can work at an overnight camp.
And if you still haven't signed your kid up for summer camp, Scovera says there are slots available. Some locations are already working with a wait list. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News time 7:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up next.
Phil Spadia.
It is time to speak for America and speak for Americans.
Getting you going. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10.
And we need to have that conversation in New Jersey right now.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 News time 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We're waking up to temperatures in the 40s and dry conditions across New Jersey for now. You'll catch some peaks of sun this morning, and then rain pushes in this afternoon. High temperatures today mainly in the 60s. Scattered rain will carry through tonight with rumbles of thunder a possibility. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. And tomorrow's high, only around 50. A gloomy, damp, and dreary day with spotty showers and drizzle, thick clouds, and those cool temperatures. New Jersey weather made possible by Racatina Auto Group. Discover all the benefits of owning a certified pre-owned Jaguar from Racatina Jaguar of Edison and Jaguar Marlboro. Choose from a wide selection with a 4.99% APR financing available, up to 60 months on all certified pre-owned models.
Right now, Phillipsburg, 44 degrees. It's 44 in Princeton, Cherry Hill, 46. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.